Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers, younger. One 2 years younger, Dan P. Holmes, Jr. He's now deceased. Then I have one named Victor, Vic Holmes, who's still alive. And he's 12 years younger than I.
Did you have any recollection of grandparents? Tell us about them.
In the Depression, about the time my dad went in the insurance business, there were no jobs here. And my step-grandfather couldn't get work. He had worked for the county or somebody and got laid off. Couldn't get any work here. So my dad went over to Arkansas, Decatur, and bought them a log cabin in 10 acres that had some vineyards on it, and gave them a pickup truck in Decatur. So that's where we went every summer, and that was my mom's mom. He was the only guy in town, that town of 350, that had a pickup truck. Everyone else was driving horses and buggies and so on. When they wanted to sell a pig or something up in Joplin, my grandpa would put it in the thing and take care of it for him. Yeah.
What was his name?
His name was Harve McConnell.
So you have fond memories then?
Yes, I do.
What was the first house you remember living in?
It was catty corner across the street from the southwest corner of Barnard School. And you asked this good question. I've just gone through that this week, finding every house that I lived in. I was born in St. John's, but went home just across the street from Barnard School on 17th Place.
You said you've gone through every house you lived in. You've moved many times?
You want the list? I just got the list today. We moved from there a year or two later down to 19th Street, just off of Yorktown, just a couple of blocks south of there. Then around 1940, my dad decided to build a house out on 31st Street, 2500 block East 31st Street. He bought two lots out there, paid $600 a piece for them, built a house, and we moved out there when I was in the second grade. Lived there clear into college, and then after I got married in college, we had an apartment out by TU, then a rental house out by TU, and then bought our first house on 26th Place off of Pittsburgh. Back then, the average stay for people in a house was 7 years. We moved out on 53rd Street, and I said 7 years. And then I built a big house out behind Southern Hills. I stayed about 9 there. But this 7-year deal was just interesting.
Yeah. But when your dad bought those lots at 31st, that was like moving out in the country?
Let me just tell you. Do you know where George Kaiser lives right now?
Yeah.
That's where I'm talking about. We live 2 houses east of there. 2 more houses east of there, the pavement ended, and it was a dirt road to Harvard, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Across the street was a woods. We used to hide out there and watch the bootleggers sell and change stuff between cars.
The first school you attended?
Was Barnard. I went there through the beginning of the second grade. I had a series of childhood illnesses starting in September. It lasted 6-8 weeks. The doctor advised my mom to keep me out of school that year. So I've been retarded ever since. At least 1 year retarded, ever since then. Then, instead of going back to Barnard, which my folks thought the class sizes were too big, we went to Elliott.
What was that childhood disease?
Measles, just all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Nothing serious. I did have a little bit of pneumonia at that time, but I got over it.